is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yes, ma'am. What are we doing?
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
What is it?
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit OsgoodBank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! 3 from the same spot. for Braylon Gordonier. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick shiroo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, West. Sydney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman. Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Flitter. He was terrific. And they got 12 from Braylon Gordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders. Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Letterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped it. Boards. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel. Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Yeah. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. Up 13 seconds to go.
Along the way, screws that up.
Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air. Off the backboard. And Jackson Carter wins it. On a Camden Reese cover. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we've got a good one for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Sydney Yellow Jackets and the Centerville Elks from here at Vandalia Butler. It's a D1 sectional championship game. Sydney 19-4 on the year, blitzed right through the Miami Valley League, undefeated. Centerville overall 16-7 on the year, 10-4 in the GWAC. It's a club that suffered a big loss earlier in the season, losing its best three-point shooter, McDowell. And Centerville's had to make up for her setback. We'll talk about the Elks personnel in just a moment. Still a very strong club and has some height with Sydney. We'll have a tough time matching. Sydney Yellow Jackets on a streak. Allie Stockton shooting it extremely well, 16 points a game. Jordan Scully, Larkin Vordemark right behind at 10. It's going to take a balanced effort tonight for Sydney to beat Centerville. And I think, Chuck, important for Sydney to get off to a good start. Centerville would like to maybe slow the pace a little bit. Sydney wants to push the basketball.
Well, the only time I've seen Centerville, obviously, was Monday night when they played CJ. I was not impressed with CJ in the least, and Centerville beat them by 2. So I honestly, I think Sydney's got the advantage tonight. I think they got the advantage of being able to pressure the guards. And the key's going to be, like you said, they got some size. And if they allow Centerville to get two and three possession shots down the floor, they're going to have problems. But I think they can pressure and turn Centerville over.
Critical, I think, for Sydney to rebound pretty well in this game. Yeah. Stay within a few or several on the glass. Just don't get wiped out 40-20 with Centerville getting a bunch of offensive boards and repeated shots.
That's the key. Like I said, the offensive rebounds, they can't give them two and three shots on a possession or they're going to have a long night. They need to turn them over. Sydney needs to have more shots at the end of the game than Centerville takes.
Should be quite a ball game in some vernaculars. This is a district semifinal. I still call it a sectional championship game in the Northwest region / district for years. You change sites after two victories and advanced on to a district semifinal. To me, if you stay here at Vandalia Butler for a third game or a third round, you are still in the sectional, although it is called in some vernaculars, a district semifinal, although we're not playing district, we're not paying district broadcast rates. We won't do that till the district championship
game. Don't tell them. Hey, well, I was told that this, if Sydney wins tonight, it'll be their first district championship, their first district final since 1997.
Wow.
So that's what that Bryant did some research. He told me that. So whoever wins this game, their game down in 9 days, that is a district final. The winner of that goes to the regional. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay.
A week from Saturday, Sydney would play, should they win tonight, at 6:30 at Cincinnati Princeton against the Kings. West Claremont winner. West Claremont ranked number 2 in the state. Outstanding club. Doesn't play a real stringent schedule. Not one nearly as tough as Centerville's. It's the
right.
Eastern Cincinnati Conference. And they lock horns with Kings in a sectional championship, a club they beat twice in the regular season. So West Claremont would be the favorite to be the opponent of this winner. In a district championship.
Yep.
1 week from Saturday at Cincinnati Princeton. Speaking of history, it was in the 2015-16 regular season when Sydney last beat Centerville by a score of 53-46. And that Sydney team was led by Selena Taborn, Sylvia Hudson, and Caitlin Davis.
That was a heck of a team.
Yep. They scored all 53 points in beating Centerville by 7. Sydney got off to a good start, had a miserable second quarter, trailed at the half, then outscored Centerville 34-20 in the final two quarters, scoring the last 6 points of the game to win by 7. So we look back at history a lot tonight, as you mentioned. A win by Sydney tonight. And they play for the first district championship in girls' hoops since the 1990s.
97. That's a long time ago.
And this Sydney club is very capable of getting the job done here tonight. A lot of shot makers. They are red hot right now. Skillful, quick ball handlers. And I love the pesky, tenacious defense. A lot of deflections.
Well, I think McNeil is going to be a key tonight. I think not because she's not really an offensive threat yet, but they put her out there and they put her on George at 5'9". She's not going to have the quickness McNeil has. I think McNeil can shut her down, and that takes a real scoring threat away from Centerville.
Not a lot of common opponents when you look at these two clubs. They now play in different leagues. Of course, Sydney formerly in the GWOC. Centerville split with Fairmont, lost by 18 points, won by 19. That's a bit confusing. Did have McDowell on Wednesday, December 14th, the three-point shooter for the Elks. Lost her very next game at Springboro on Saturday the 17th. Then the second time around, Fairmont blistered Centerville 60-42 at Fairmont. And Fairmont only beat Vandalia Butler by 3 or 4. And Sydney handled Butler twice.
Easily.
Yeah, yeah. Comfortably both times. So don't know if you put a lot of stock in that, but bottom line is, as we have believed coming in, as the Sydney players believe coming in, Yellow Jackets can play right with the Elks here tonight for sure.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's going to be the team that handles the nerves early and it shoots the ball. That's going to be the key to the game.
From from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. There are a couple of big keys tonight for each team, Sydney and Centerville. Sydney has got to guard two fine 5'9.5" players for the Centerville Elks. Anna Grimm, senior, excellent player. Kendall George, senior, superb player, drained three important three-pointers against Chaminade in the two-point win on Monday. Sydney's got to shoot it extremely well. Remarkable outside shooting by Sydney against Xenia on Monday night throughout the first half, tailed off in the final two quarters. But as Chuck noted, shooting early on, extremely important. And Sydney's got to hasten the pace of this game, if at all possible. Key building components for Sydney and Centerville tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll return in a few minutes with more from here at Vandalia Butler. Big sectional championship game tonight. Girls Division One, Sydney against the Centerville Elks on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We welcome you back here to Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Both teams warming up. Sydney ahead of us to our right. Centerville well down to the left. Sydney Yellow Jackets will be the visiting team here tonight, wearing the black with white numerals outlined in gold. Centerville, the home club, white from top to bottom, do have significant gold trim above the shoulders, upper arm area on the jerseys, black numerals with gold piping.
Classic Centerville jerseys, boys and girls.
Don't forget, tomorrow night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, two games from the boys' Piqua sectional. D4 action, tip off at 5, Lehman Catholic versus Newton. Airtime, I should say, is at 5 o'clock. Tip-off is at 5:30. And following that, Botkins and Riverside. Airtime about 6:45. Tip-off for that game right around 7 o'clock. That's Lehman Newton, Botkins, Riverside. Division 4 boys action from Piqua tomorrow night. And then on Saturday evening, 7:30 tip, 7 o'clock airtime. Fort Loramie against the Covington boys, also from Piqua. Interestingly, Chuck, a number of games have been played in the tournament already between GWOC schools and MVL schools, which were former GWOC programs. And as I look down the list of the scores, easy wins along the way, as you might expect, for the GWOC high school. Springboro owns a thumping of Piqua. Beaver Creek beat Butler by 5. Fairmont, a large win over Ponet. Swain defeated West Carrollton, formerly in the GWOC. Springboro owns a blowout of Stebbins. Coming into this game tonight, Sydney is throwing all of that aside. The Yellow Jackets expect to win this game over Centerville. And I don't think this game will be quite as high scoring as the contest back in 15-16 when Sydney got 53, although Sydney hopes they can get into the 50s tonight.
If they could get to 53, they're going to win by double figures, if they can get into the 50s.
3 years later after that, Centerville blew out Sydney 78-8. I don't want to remind people of that one.
No way
somebody will get in the 70s tonight.
And hopefully nobody scores 8.
I saw some nasty.
Oh, you still sent me that try. There is no way that you beat a team 87 points, and they had to have a running clock the entire second half. Had to.
We're talking about Division IV scores from last night around the state. Convoy Crestview's opponent scored a single point. They won in the 50s-1 over Fayette. And last night, Tri-Village defeated Yellow Springs 87-1.
I don't know. I'm not going to throw any shade at Tri-Village. I'm sure that, he's a pretty good guy. I can't believe he ran the score up. Yellow Springs just must be awful.
don't know how those scores happen, though.
Well, it's hard to tell your kids not to play, especially if you're subbing and you got kids out there that aren't starters. You can't tell them not to try to score.
A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Really pleased to have Realty 2000 Group aboard. Whether buying or selling a home, you need to rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group, 100 South Main in Sydney. And there's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. We've got what you need. Whether you are looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, it's Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Starting lineups upcoming. We're back in just a few. Sydney Yellow Jackets, Centerville Elks, Division One sectional championship game. Should be quite a curls contest tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit Airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's big game, sectional championship here at Vidalia Butler. For the Sydney Yellow Jackets, opening up at guard, Lexi Brewer, 5'7 senior. Also in the opening five for Sydney here tonight is Jordan Scully. Scully out front at a guard position, a 5'8 sophomore. In the middle, in the post, Reagan Clark, 6'1, a senior. The fourth starter is Larkin Vordemark, a 5'9" sophomore, outstanding wing player, and also being introduced to a good round of applause, as were all other Sydney players. It is the outstanding Stockton girl. She needs a dynamite game tonight. Very important, Chuck, for her to have a fine performance.
Yeah, she had a great start against Xenia, and that carried the entire team. They just all got excited. Would be helpful if she would do that again this evening.
And Allie's a 5'9" senior, 16 points a game. Scully and Vordemark at 10 for the Centerville Elks. Opening five is as follows. Alexia Peterson, 5'7" senior at a wing. She is joined by Caitlin Palomino at guard, a 5'7" junior. Sydney's won the opening toss to start the game, and the Elks have the ball forecourt to our left. Anna Grimm, 5'9½" senior, a good jump shooter, along with Kendall George, a 5'9½" senior. And right away, Centerville pounds the ball on the inside, and it's Anna Grimm getting a little 7-footer outside the lane on the left. Good ball rotation by Centerville. The fifth starter is Emily Grimm, who is a 6'1 junior. The two Grimms are seniors, Anna and Emily. Long outside shot by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Vordemark misses, but it's a great offensive rebound by
McNeil.
Kalise McNeil. Kalise McNeil in the opening five went to the board hard, scooped it off the floor, laid it in. Centerville in the half court fumbles the ball. Elks lose it. And ripping the other way down the floor, Brewer stumbles in the lane, and she's whistled for a travel violation.
Yeah, it's good steal. She just couldn't get her balance when she tried to stop.
Good pace to the game here at the outset. We are at 2-2. Played a minute.
And McNeil is guarding George, like I thought. I think she can get in her head.
Kalise McNeil is on Kendall George, as Chuck noted. Here's a cross-court pass by Centerville, a wild one. It is tracked down by the Elks, thrown on the arc to George. She's a good left-hand three-point shooter, missed it off to the left, and the rebound deflected away to Brewer of Sydney. Game tied at two. A lot of Yellow Jackets fans behind us. In fact, as big a crowd here from Sydney, maybe more than from Centerville. Top of the circle, Reagan Clark. She needs a good game in the post for Sydney. Here's a sloppy pass, far left side of the floor. Sydney had it, lost it, and now the Elks come away with it. Still tied at two, nearly 2 minutes gone. Dribbling up the floor, Peterson. Peterson hands off to a teammate. It's Caitlin Palomino. She glides down the left side of the lane, shovels it with the left hand, in off the board, 4-2 Centerville. Sydney attacks outside the arc at Stockton, tries to squeeze her way into the lane, can't. Flips it to Brewer, top of the circle. 4-2 Centerville, 5:50 left here in the first quarter. Brewer backs it out. Four-year head coach Jamal Foster, 10 years coaching AAU, barking instructions on the sidelines. He's done a terrific job as the mentor of this Sydney girls program. Over guarding foul on Centerville. And okay. Sydney's rotation was stagnant just a little bit. They'll throw it in from the far side.
Jordan Scully coming in, normally a starter. They made that move tonight to be able to put McNeil on George.
Yeah, I misspoke. I was a bit confused. I had Scully in the opening five. My error. And it was Kalise McNeil in place of Scully. Kalise out there for her excellent defense. It can be harassing, and that's what Sydney will need in this game tonight to slow down the scoring of Anna Grimm and Kendall George of Centerville. Sydney inbounds the ball on the arc, dribbling. Centerville with a man-to-man. It's sticky, and the Yellow Jackets having difficulty penetrating the top of the key at the moment. They still work it around 25 feet away. Here's Scully near midcourt. Head coach Jamal Foster sees his offense struggle. It's been thwarted by Centerville here in the early going. 5:07 left here in the first period. Timeout by Coach Foster in the Yellow Jackets. 4-2 Elks lead on scores.broadcast.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Far too early to say that either one of these two clubs has set the tone, but Centerville's half-court defense has been superb. And here's a steal. Centerville swipes the inbounds pass. It's Anna Grimm. She strolled down the floor into the lane. A lot of traffic, a cluster of players. Missed the shot. Rebound Centerville. Good! Outside the lane on the left. It was banked up and through by Alexia Peterson. She got the offensive stick back. Sydney trailing 6-2, 4:47 left here in the first quarter of play.
Sydney had control of that rebound and just got ripped and raped from it, right? They look terrible right now.
Centerville forcing Sydney's offense way out high near midcourt, a good 40 feet from the basket, and that results in a wild throw to the sideline into the stands across the way. Yellow Jackets need to settle down. Centerville's defense has been mighty tough so far. Sydney being bothered. 6-2 Elks, 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Long three drive of George, rattling, in and out, no good. Break Sydney, that was down in and came away. Stockton hustles up the floor for Sydney, pulls up top of the circle. She motions, gets a screen from Vordemark. Stockton down the left side of the lane, turns around, doesn't shoot, dumps a pass to McNeil, who somehow catches low on the right, but she's on the boundary below the backboard. Turnover, basketball, Centerville.
Six turnovers. I thought this would obviously thought it was going to go opposite the other way. Sydney having trouble handling the Elks pressure.
Yep, Sydney frustrated, flustered by Centerville's D here in the early going. We played half the opening quarter. 6-2 Centerville. Sydney fortunate it's not worse. Here is George in the lane. Wild. One-handed hook shot. No good. Long rebound, though, to Emily Grimm. Elks getting some offensive boards. Into the left corner goes Anna Grimm. Ball thrown straight away to Kendall George. George gives it up, gets it back. Outside the arc on the right. It goes to Anna Grimm in the corner. Hounded by Clark of Sydney, which strikes the ball out of bounds. Good play by Reagan. 3:32 to go. Low scoring first quarter. That's what the Elks wanted. 6-2. Centerville in the lead. Ball lobbed in below the rim on the arc to Margot Lambert, who's checked in for Centerville, a 6-foot senior. She misses a foul line J, and Sydney corrals the rebound. Middle of the floor, Stockton, one on two, and then she veers back out, waits for teammates. Here's Scully. Blisters down the left side of the lane. Scully to the rim. Oh, my goodness. She hit the middle of the window. It bounced off the rim four times and came out.
I had to erase. I already had the two down.
3 minutes left, opening quarter. Centerville yanked down the rebound. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Palomino, another running left-hander. Good, and a foul. She's hit two like that already. Oh, she's got a neat drive. Yeah. She's deceptive. And she's at the stripe for an add one. And Centerville streaks to an 8-2 advantage. 2:57 left, opening quarter.
Well, Brewer's trying to guard her on the outside, and she's gone around her twice. I don't know where the help defense is on the inside.
Free throw by Palomino. Bangs off the back rim. And reaching up over the top is Margot Lambert, the 6-footer for Centerville. And she tips it out of bounds.
They called a foul on her. Over the back.
Foul assessed on Lambert, who batted the ball over the end line. And Sydney will walk it up, having scored just 2 points in the first 5 minutes plus. At this point against Sydney on Monday night, or against Azenia on Monday night, Sydney had already poured in about 15 or 16. Here's Scully, 20 feet away, foul line out of Stockton, outside the circle on the left. Way short on a three. Long rebound ricochets to Palomino. Centerville on the go, up 8-2. Deep right corner, Anna Grimm. On top, Kendall George. Three-point try, hits the back iron. Stockton's got the rebound. She barrels down the floor, pulls up in the lane. Behind her to Scully for a triple. Swish! Jordan Scully nails a long one. Only the second field goal for Sydney in 6 minutes. 8-5 Centerville. 3-point game.
Yeah, they're lucky it's only three, but right now it is only three.
Exactly. Centerville's outplayed Sydney so far, but it's just a 3-point difference. Oh, here's a good high-low action outside the circle on the left. It's a nice feed inside to Margot Lambert from Emily Grimm, and she's got a short 5-footer and nails it. Sydney back the other way, a little out of control. Talise McNeil scrambles into the paint, lays it up on the backboard, rim no good, loose ball rebound, foul. McNeil from behind. 10-5 Centerville, a minute 42 to go, opening period. Talise McNeil out, Reagan Clark out for Sydney, which has entered into the game.
This is the normal starting lineup right here.
And Kiara Hudgens is in at the moment now for Sydney. Ball thrown left corner for Centerville, handled there by Margot Lambert. Lambert feeds it cross court for a teammate intended for Bella Keaton, in off the bench, a 5'5 freshman, and the pass is way behind her into the first row across the way. Minute 21 to go, first quarter. Centerville 10, Sydney 5.
Good ball defense by Hudgens that time.
Midcourt, Lexi Brewer for Sydney, loops it left side to Scully. Scully finds an opening, skips down the lane, gets it up on the backboard, the rim, it hangs, lingered there and fell off. Centerville snatched the rebound. Forecourt right, it's Leona Chiarello who's in, a 5'6 junior. Head coach Adam Prefer, 21 years at Centerville, substituting freely. Look out, look out. Longest shot of the night. Maybe it'll stand forever. Kendall George, 28-29 footer, high right. Wow. That was out near the volleyball line. And that gives Centerville a 13-5 lead. Not for long. Stockton baseline left for Sydney. Jumping, shooting a long deuce. And she pumps it in. 13-7 Centerville. Was 13-5 there briefly. 20 seconds to go, opening quarter. Here's Bella Keaton dribbling out near midcourt for the Elks. Gets a high screen on the play for Emily Grimm. And there's a collision, ball loose. Fortemark's got it. Fortemark outlet pass to Stockton. Easy layup at the other end. Centerville mistake. Sydney took advantage. 2 seconds left, opening quarter. Deep right corner, George can't get this shot away in time. Sydney trails by only 4. Could have been worse. Centerville 13, Sydney 9 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Sydney girls seeking their first district trip since 1997, beat Centerville in the regular season in December of 2015 by a 53-46 final. Starting the second quarter is Sydney, down by 4. Inbounded by the Yellow Jackets, runaway Stockton takes it to the cup, and she's challenged near the rim. It's short, and the Elks have got the board. Sydney once trailed by 8, 13-5, got the last two field goals to close the first 8 minutes, 13-9 Centerville. Here's George faking on the arc, steps around McNeil, shoots it short, no good. Rebound on the inside, but Centerville is Anna Grimm, who tried to pitch it up toward the basket from down around her knees and was fouled maybe in the act of shooting. Yep. team foul situation. 3 on Sydney, 2 on Centerville. 4-point lead Elks. 2 free throws here for Centerville. And the first shot is pumped up and in by Anna Grimm. She's the sister of Emily. Anna, senior, Emily, a junior. As I mentioned in the pregame, Caroline McDowell suffered a season-ending injury. First third of the season for Centerville. Elks' best outside shooter. Centerville's had to pick up the slack from behind the arc with other players. 16-7 coming into this game. Second foul shot is good by Anna Grimm. She's got them both. Knocking down 2. Sydney trailing by 6. Stockton hops, jumps into the lane, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Sculling. 15-9 Centerville. 50 seconds gone, second quarter. Here's McNeil open from 15. Fed to her by Scully. Way short of the mark. Air ball, rebound down to Centerville.
Not the shot you want.
Here come the Elks outside the arc on the left. It is Bella Keaton on the bounce. Gives it up to Anna Grimm. Grimm behind her, 25 feet away to Leona Chiarello. Chiarello darts through the paint area, nearly palmed it. Now Keaton's got it. Ooh, she took steps, no call. On the arc to George, overplayed by McNeil. George has an avenue down the lane, flipped it up, missed it. Rebound McNeil. Outlet to Stockton. Centerville gets back. High dribble to Stockton, got away with a walk. Fed it to Vordemark. Underhand layup, yes! High off the back door, hit the iron. Kerflunk. It fell through.
Hey, got away with the travel, but wasn't called, so it's a basket.
15-11, Centerville before, 6:17 to go, second quarter.
McNeil has got to play George straight up. She's jumping and flying around, and she's got to just play defense on
exactly. Long three by Anna Grimm, short, no good. Rebound Lambert on the inside, missed the bunny. Sydney's got the board. Underneath the basket, Stockton, she spilled. Foul by Centerville. And momentum, you feel, shifting a little bit. 15-11, Centerville. Yellow Jackets getting a better feel for this game.
Well, they're starting to get their shots inside a little bit.
6:04 to go, second quarter. Yellow Jackets down 4. Stockton walks it to midcourt, hands it to Brewer. Brewer on a weave to Scully, bobbled the ball momentarily, no call. Hand off to Vordemark. Stockton comes out to catch. High low for Clark over her head, and it goes out of bounds below the basket. Right idea.
It was there.
If the pass is a little shorter, it's a gimme 2 for Reagan Clark. Token pressure backcourt by Brewer of Sydney. It's worked once. This time Centerville gets it down the floor. Palomino races outside the arc on the left. 4-point lead Centerville, 15-11. 5:36 to go, second quarter. Left corner, Anna Grimm around 2 Yellow Jackets, all the way to the rack. Missed it, got the weak side rebound, did she? And scored and was fouled. Tough break for the Yellow Jackets, who are getting beaten on the offensive glass.
We knew that rebounding might be a problem for them, but Centerville's, their quickness tonight is totally different than what they did against CJ on Monday.
A little surprising, Anna Grimm completes the 3-point play. She missed a wide-open layup, knew where the ball was going when she shot it too hard, and got the available weak side rebound, laid it through, fouled.
She's calling it an assist. She threw it to herself.
She dropped in the add 1, and Centerville's up 7. A little over 5 to go here in the second quarter. Reagan Clark, a lot of bouncing, dribbling. Fadeaway 12-footer, rimmed out, no good. Great offensive rebound by Vordemark. Oh, it danced on the iron and came off. Centerville recovers. Here's Palomino. Down the floor to George. Big sequence here. Sydney down 7. Ball rotated straight away to Anna Grimm. Long, high-arching 3. You can count it. Sydney needs a timeout. Just about the time the Yellow Jackets were feeling a momentum shift, Centerville gets it back. Up 10, double digits is Centerville. Elks 21, Yellow Jackets 11, midway second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products.
So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Centerville Elks playing extremely well under 21-year head coach Adam Prefer here tonight. He's approaching 400 wins. And in the last four seasons plus, almost five, Centerville's won 99 games, averaging right at 20 per campaign. Sydney Yellow Jackets beat Centerville 7 years ago, trying to get back to the district championship for the first time since 1997. Yellow Jackets with work to do, down 10. Stockton foul line, dribbles into a thicket of white jerseys and coughed up the ball. Here comes Centerville back the other way. Anna Grimm gives it up to Palomino. Palomino 25 feet away. How many turnovers for Sydney so far, Chuck?
That's eight.
Here's Palomino, dribble drive into the lane. Awkward turnaround shot. It is backboard, rim, no. Loose ball rebound right corner. Centerville with the last touch, out of bounds to Sydney. Centerville getting into the paint area somewhat easily. Shots have been awkward, contested on the last dribble. Sydney down by 10. You still think that it could be worse. Yellow Jackets have not played well, just 11 points in a quarter and a half. Scully, 25 feet away, thought a moment ago Sydney might be seizing the momentum. But the Centerville with a surge is up double digits. Good ball rotation by Sydney. It's Hudgens on the arc, gives it up to Scully. Sydney being forced way out on the floor. Baseline right, off-balance shot, goes Johnson for Sydney. Tried to squeeze between two white jerseys, did. Flung it to the basket, defensive foul called against Centerville, and Johnson will shoot two. Elks head coach Adam Prefer to her right, not pleased with the call.
It was not a good call.
Kimora Johnson bailed out of the play. A couple of free throws for her for Sydney. And it goes all around the rim and comes off. Hit every centimeter of the orange and fell to the floor. Tough luck shooting for Sydney so far tonight. Down 21-11 to Centerville with 3:44 to go, second quarter. Second free throw, Kimora on the way. Swish. 21-12, Elks leading. Sydney needs to generate a flurry of points and whittle this deficit down before halftime. On the bounce up the right side, it's Palomino. Gave it up, got it back. Flipped it left corner to Anna Grimm. Wow, a long 26-foot fadeaway. Almost made it. In and out, hung on the iron.
Well, she had three that looked like they were down and came back out. She didn't shoot threes the other night against CJ at all.
Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Elks. Sydney got a reprieve there. Fortuitous bounce on the rim for Sydney. Shot did not go down. Yellow Jackets attack, forecourt right. There's a wild pass below the backboard from 30 feet out on the floor. Airmailed by Hudgens for Vortimark. No chance, out of bounds. Turnovers mount for Sydney. Here comes Centerville in backcourt. It's George. George gave it up over the timeline to Alexia Peterson. She lost it momentarily, got it back. Made an odd throw to the post. Two Sydney players were there, stolen by the Yellow Jackets. Stockton on a bust out. Around George, into the lane, up and under, bouncing, no good. Centerville's height paying off here. We've got a defensive rebound by the Elks, then a tie-up. Arrow favors Centerville. Tell you what, Centerville's length on the inside when Sydney gets within 6-7 feet of the hoop is making a difference.
Well, you talked about that before the game, and I was kind of hoping that Sydney's quickness would negate that, but it has not.
Sydney pressing in backcourt. Elks bring it down the floor in a jiffy. Alexia Peterson, baseline left, hands off to a teammate, Anna Grimm. She slices to the rim and muffed it off her knee. It goes out of bounds. Head coach Adam Prefer of Centerville right in front of us said, why wasn't there a hacking foul on a defender?
She got her arm grabbed, and that's why it went out of bounds.
2:30 left to go here in the second quarter, 21-12. Centerville in the lead. Sydney's offense has stalled out. Here is Hudgens. Cross-court pass to Stockton. Now Vortimark, top of the circle, being checked by Palomino. Vortimark loops a deep right corner to Johnson. Johnson on the bounce. Oh, what a steal. as it was taken right away from Kimora, the Bella Keaton of Centerville. And then Kimora reached in, got a piece of the ball off the shoe top of the Centerville player, out of bounds to Sydney. 2:06 to go, second quarter. Sydney stuck at 12, 21-12. Centerville leads it. Ball lobbed it out back to Johnson. Johnson, 30 feet away, holds on for Sydney. Down to Stockton, top of the key. Lunging at her is Chiarello. Stockton on the bounce. Throws it cross-court to Khalees McNeil. Skip pass near side on the play to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbles, drives below the basket. Fumbled it, out of bounds. Centerville's defense is really difficult for Sydney's offense here tonight.
Well, when you turn the corner, they're playing such good help defense. Their rotation is outstanding. And Sydney not getting any easy looks at all.
21-12, Centerville. We're down to a minute 40 left to go here in the first half.
Sydney, 12 points. That's amazing.
Yeah, both teams averaging well over 50. Outside the arc on the left, it's George for Centerville. Gives it up to Emily Grimm, 30 feet away. She pulls up, doesn't shoot. Now Emily tries to make a bounce pass to the low post, and Sydney swipes it. Sydney's defense, fortunately, keeping the Yellow Jackets within striking range. Quickly down the floor, Stockton. Stockton off balance in the lane. Shot fake against Emily Grimm. Missed it, but a foul. Stockton slapped on the back of the wrist. She'll get two at the stripe.
Now she's got at least three steals at the other end. She's a senior that you can tell does not want this to be her last game.
21-12, Centerville by 9. Two free throws for Allie Stockton of Sydney. And the first one clangs off the rim. Minute 13 to go, second quarter. The difference is 9. Khalees McNeil, who started the game for her strong, harassing defense, is on the floor right now with Reagan Clark. Second shot by Stockton is good. Stockton, Johnson, Scully round out the five. Vordemark on the bench at the moment. 21-13 Centerville. We near the one-minute mark. Late second quarter. Here's Palomino dancing down the floor for Centerville. Into the post. It goes on the play to Lambert. She bounces it once, then twice. That's a double dribble. Sydney possession. Boy, Jackets need to make hay in the last 61 seconds.
Yeah, they need to get down 8. They need to get this down to 6, maybe even 4.
Scully, midcourt for Sydney. Picked up straight away by George. George has got several inches on Jordan. Outside the arc of the right to Stockton. Stockton picked up by Anna Grimm, 5'9 and a half. Stockton dribbles all the way around the floor, circles into the left corner, now goes baseline, throws it up a little heavy, but she was battered on the play from the backside, and she earns two more at the stripe.
Now she's playing hard. She's doing what she has to do now. She needs to take over the game.
38.2 to go, second quarter, Centerville 21, Sydney 13. Two foul shots, Stockton. She needs to drain these, and Sydney's got to get a stop. Foul shot by Allie. Too much length on it. It hit the heel. 8-point game. Centerville's defense has set the tone. It did early on. It has limited Sydney to 13 measly points in nearly two quarters. Stockton misfires twice from the stripe. Long rebound left corner. Stockton McNeil go after it hard. Touched by Sydney. Out of bounds to the Elks.
2 for 6 from the line now for the Yellow Jackets to go along with their poor shooting from the floor.
And just far too many.
11 turnovers.
Yep, miscues, floor mistakes. Centerville in backcourt, still just an 8-point game, and it seems like it could easily be more lopsided. It's not. Centerville's got the ball 30 feet away. It's Palomino. 26 seconds on the clock, late second quarter. Boy, she dribbles forever, goes into the right corner, hands it to George. George into the lane to Anna Grimm. She's too far under, double team, stolen on the play by Clark of Sydney. Backcourt to Scully, and Scully is decked to the floor. Team foul 7 on Centerville. I think Sydney will shoot the 1-on-1. Yellow Jackets have got to cash in. 12.4 to go, late second quarter. Elks have opened the door.
They're not playing great, that's for sure. They had a nice start to the game.
Yep.
But the way Sydney's playing offensively, they should definitely be up more than 8.
Here is Jordan Scully at the stripe for the Yellow Jackets. As Chuck mentioned, 2 of 6 at the free throw line for Sydney. 1 and 1 for Scully. 1, 2, 3, dribbles, dips the knees, shots in the air, got it. Scully on the button with the first free throw. She earned the bonus, 21-14 Centerville. Boy, to be down by just 6 at the break would be unbelievable. Scully nails shot number 2. 6-point game, 9 seconds to go, second quarter. Quickly, midcourt, it's Keaton for Centerville. She's 45 feet away, goes to George, still 40 feet away. Weak bounce pass to the left with a second to go. Here's Emily Grimm, a flyer on the run from 20 feet out. Missed it. And Sydney, very fortunately, is within 6. Give the Yellow Jackets credit. Did not wilt in that second quarter. Sydney defensively became very tenacious. Centerville turned it over. Number of empty possessions down the stretch of the first half by the Elks. And Jordan Scully's 2 late free throws enable the Yellow Jackets to climb within a half dozen, 21-15, here at the halftime break. We'll return with more from Vandalia Butler. Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, sectional championship. Girls Division 1, Sydney behind by 6, 21-15 to Centerville on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Welcome back here to Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. The problem we had a few nights ago kind of raised its ugly head as we were talking with folks texting us. An odd buzz as a result of all the electronics here at the scores table at Vandalia Butler. An odd buzz emerged once again in our broadcast, and we have simply unplugged the computer, gone to battery, and that has...
We were told that took care of the buzz, so sorry about it originally, and...
It's
your best guess sometimes.
It's a phenomenon that we have never, ever experienced in 17 years. And here this week at Vandalia Butler, it has occurred. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. phone, 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. Hey, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout for Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. Our halftime score of this Division I girls sectional championship at Vidalia Butler is 21-15, Centerville over Sydney. Halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, the rebounding was bad early. 12-10 turned out in the first half. Centerville had a 2-rebound lead, 4-3 on the offensive boards. Sydney turned it 11 times, most of those early in the beginning of the first and the middle of the second. Centerville ended up turning it 9 times, so Sydney has gotten back to stats and they got the game a little closer at 6. Centerville 3-4 from the free throw line. Sydney only 4-8. Centerville led by Anna Grimm. She had an 8-point second quarter. She had 8 points. Then we dropped down. We got 4 from Palomino. We got 2 each from Lambert, Emily Grimm, and Alexia Peterson. And Kendall George had that 3. She scored 3. They scored 13 and 8. 21 for the first half. McNeil. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just go up here and do this right. Stockton has 5. Scully has 5. They got 2 from Vordemark, 2 from McNeil. A free throw from Johnson. They scored 9 and 6, and they trail at 21-15 at the half. And they're really lucky. It's only a 6-point game.
Very low scoring second quarter. Sydney was 6, Centerville 8. Good thing that Centerville didn't throw another 13 on Sydney in that second period, or the Yellow Jackets would be in trouble. It's just a 6-point game. Twice it was stretched out to 10. Sydney still in this contest, no question about it. Sydney's defense really helped out dramatically over the final 5 to 6 minutes of that first half of play, slowing down the Centerville scoring pace. About 2.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, 21-15 Centerville over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B Deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We are back here at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Sydney Yellow Jackets got a great drive to the rim of Jordan Scully to start the third quarter. The shot went in and out, and then Palomino dribbled 70 feet the other way for Centerville. Good feed on the right to Anna Grimm, who laid in a 5 or 6 footer. And then after a Sydney miss, Kendall George pops home a triple, a long trifecta. And the Centerville Elks have poured in 5 quickies to start the second half. Biggest lead of this game, 26-15. Sydney's got to stop the bleeding right here. Scully had a short shot to start the third quarter. Just linger on the rim forever. It would not go down. Been a lid on it tonight for Sydney. And no luck at all shooting the basketball. Give a lot of credit to Centerville's defense. It has been stellar. Stockton being defended tightly top of the circle, but Palomino, a lot of dribbling going on. Head coach Jamal Foster gets a timeout. 6.5 to go in the third. Sydney down 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, here we go. Short timeout for the Yellow Jackets. The ladies were shared some words of wisdom from head coach Jamal Foster. Down by 11. 90 seconds gone by. Second half of the game. Scully outside the arc on the right. Lobs it into Reagan Clark, and she receives a shove from the backside. Foul on Emily Grimm.
If they called on Peterson, Grimm was in front. Peterson shoved her from behind.
Has Clark got into the scoring column yet?
I don't think she's taking a shot.
Need to get Reagan going in the paint. Ball thrown to Khalees McNeil in the right corner. On the arc to Scully. Scully retreats, flings it near side to Brewer. Brewer checked by Palomino, who backs her out to near midcourt. Good hedge. Fine switch by Centerville. Here is Stockton at the elbow in the left. Nowhere to go. Sydney being stymied. Excellent man defense by Centerville. Stockton on the bounce. Dribbles. Foul line. Fadeaway. 16-footer. Wide left. Long rebound. George in the corner. George to Palomino. Here comes Centerville. Oh, good knockaway by Brewer from behind. It rolls to Clark. Steal Yellow Jackets. Brewer outlet to Stockton. Swivels in from the left flank to the rack. Good for two. Allie Stockton. 26-17. Centerville up 9. Pressure in backcourt. George fires to Palomino. Ahead on the right, it goes to Alexia Peterson in the right corner. Out to George. George looks to the post, no one home. Ball rotated left flank to Anna Grimm. Grimm sends it on top to Peterson, guarded by Scully. Back to George. George flings a three over McNeil and swished it. Woo! She's got three tonight. She pumped in three triples against Chaminade on Monday. That was all net. Biggest lead of the night, a dozen. 29-17 for Centerville. Here is Brewer. Down the left side of the lane for Sydney, and she gets past one defender, another, and is fouled, tacked from behind on the block attempt as she tried to shoot it. Boy, Sydney's best approach right now, down by 12 points, Chuck, is drive it whenever possible, make points when the clock is stopped, and hit the free throws, which Brewer does not. In and out.
4 of 9 tonight as a team so far.
4:52 left, third quarter, Centerville 29, Sydney 17. Second shot by Brewer on the way. Wide left, rebound to the Elks. Yep, Sydney shooting itself in the foot at the charity stripe. Double team in backcourt, Palomino in trouble. Vortimark with her. Boy, there's a 10-second call, surely. Yep. Oh, no. Did the Elks get a timeout? Boy, the officials look at each other. Two at a 10-second call. One down here in front of us near the Centerville bench had a timeout, and the Elks get a break.
It was close. Very close.
Midway through the third, Centerville up 12 over Sydney. I'd like to remind you about one of our great sponsors, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Don't forget, free granite countertops with purchase of kitchen cabinets, 50% off what the big box stores charge, 13 colors and styles and cabinets to choose from, plus 20% off DeWalt power tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, and white and gray shaker cabinets, beautiful ones, will be in stock late winter, early spring at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Palomino with a high dribble, got away with a palm, fed it into the right corner to a teammate. Emily Grimm chucks up a three, overshot it so bad, Centerville gets the easy weak side rebound. Ball dumped from Anna down inside to Emily. A lot of contact. Whistle blows. Foul Sydney on the shot attempt. Couple of free ones here for Anna Grimm of Centerville, which leads by a dozen. 29-17, 4:18 to go in the third. Free throw good. Perfect by Grimm.
She's got 11 now. She's having a terrific game.
Fine contest for Anna Grimm. Just 2 points away from her season average. Now a point away as she flips in a pair from the stripe. Centerville 31, Sydney 17. Long lob down the floor to Scully for the Yellow Jackets. Gives it up outside the arc on the left to Vortimark. Straight away Clark. Stockton foul line. Back to the basket. Maneuvers. Pivots in the lane. Awkward turnaround. 8-footer. Hits the rim. Backboard. No good. Rebound Centerville. Elks have a hand in the face of every Sydney shooter. Here's a pass out of bounds deflected by Sydney here at Media Row. I think we've got our buzz fixed. It's in the electronics, the power system, here at the scorer's table.
If I plug into our strip, I'm fine. If I plug into their strip on the scorer's table, we got the buzz.
Yeah, so we've bypassed it, and the buzz is gone. And that was our problem Monday night. 3:40 left in the third. Baseline left for Sydney. It's Anna Grimm on the arc to Emily. She hoists a three. Grimm backboard caroms away to Stockton for Sydney. Jackets down 14. Here's a deep three by Stockton. Far left side of the floor. Way short. Rebound Centerville. Oh, here's a steal in backcourt. Alert play. Vortimark. Vortimark swiped it. Went in for the layup for two. Nice awareness play by Larkin as Centerville loaf. Here, Centerville dribbling up the floor. McNeil comes up from behind, takes it away. Two thefts by Sydney. 31-19, Centerville. 3 minutes to go in the third. Vortimark in the post, maneuvers. Nice pass low on the left to McNeil. Shot short, got it back. Threw it to Stockton. Stockton 25 feet away. Dribble drive down the paint. A lot of contact. Offensive foul, Sidney.
That was a good call.
Yep, sure was. 2:51 to go, third quarter. Centerville 31. Sidney 19. It's been as much as 14 before the Vordemark steal and basket. Final 2:51, third quarter, mighty significant. Sidney's got to put a dent into this deficit. In backcourt for Centerville, it is Anna Grimm after the charge against Stockton. Two fouls on her. Down the left side of the floor, Palomino on the gallop, all the way below the basket. Feeds it up on the arc to a three-point shooter, doesn't take it. Hands back to Palomino, and she skips into the lane area. A lot of traffic. Good defense by Sidney, which forced a very difficult shot.
Did you mean to say Palomino was on the gallop?
Yep, I sure did. I'm not horsing around.
That was good.
Sidney got the rebound in the air and shot. Here is Johnson. Here's Scully. Scully outside the arc of the left. Steps back, shoots the three. Didn't hit the rim. Caught the bottom of the glass. Good offensive rebound by Clark. Might have been partially blocked from behind. Rebound smacked out of bounds by Centerville. Sidney still has the ball. Down 12. Sidney with 19 points in 22 minutes.
Their defense has been pretty good, but I tell you, they just don't have enough offense to catch up.
Yep, defense has been feisty. Ball inbounded to Clark. Deflected by Centerville, loose on the deck. And it's scraped off the hardwood by Lambert. And then stolen by Johnson. Into Clark. Turnaround six-footer for Sidney. Short off the rim. Oh, what a hustle play by Hudgens. She got the offensive rebound. Threw it to Vordemark, 20 feet away. Now to Scully. Scully dropped it. Recovered it. Dribbles into the right corner. A lot of traffic along the baseline. Shot blocked from behind, but a foul. Picked up on the play by the Elks, Chiarello. A couple free throws, Scully. Boy, Sidney's got to make every one of these count.
Yeah, well, she's 2 for 2 so far. Scully trying to make things happen offensively.
Jordan Scully, couple free throws. First one is popped in. What's Sidney all told tonight at the stripe, Chuck?
Well, they were 4 of 10 before that one, so 5 of 11.
The deficit is 11, a minute 42 to go third quarter. Second shot, Jordan Scully on the way. Around and out to the right. Rebound right corner. Great hustle play by Hudgens. Hudgens tracked it down, fed Scully, and Scully on the move into the lane received a bump from the back. Common foul. Sidney will throw in baseline right. 4 team fouls in Centerville, 2 on Sidney. A minute 36 to go, third quarter. Centerville up 11, 31-20. Ball lobbed in right corner to McNeil. Tries to go to Clark in the post. Knocked away. Clark gets it back and scores. 31-22. Centerville by 9. A minute 22 to go, third quarter. There's a bad double dribble in backcourt by Centerville, ignored by all three refs. Midcourt, Emily Grimm for the Elks. Gives it up 20 feet away to Chiarello. Back to Emily Grimm. Hits a cutter down the lane. Oh, she walked, and it was called.
This is what I thought Sidney's pressure was going to do to Centerville all night long.
Yep, Centerville hesitating just a little bit here last few minutes. Sidney's picked up the intensity on defense. It's paying off. Down by 9, a minute 5 to go, third quarter.
This is the end that they need to make hay. Right now, they're offensively, they're still struggling.
Hudgens outside the arc on the left of Scully, nearly stolen. Jordan traced it down. Takes right, goes left, a lot of traffic. Running, shooting, wild shot, almost went in. Wild scrum for the loose ball. Arrow says Elks possession. It is a tie-up. 31-22 Centerville, 42.6 to go here in the third. Alexia. Winner of this game advances to a district championship a week from Saturday at 6:30 at Cincinnati Princeton against the West Claremont Kings winner. Inbound of Centerville, and it's poked out by Scully of the Yellow Jackets, who seemingly on defense right now have 6 or 7 black shirts on the floor. Centerville against full court pressure. Ball thrown way up to midcourt. It's caught by Emily Grimm. Now to Chiarello. Hand off to Bella Keaton between the circles. Vortimark on her. Straight away, Chiarello. Baseline left to George, who fires from 14 strong. Weak side rebound, Vortimark. 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Vortimark streaks down the left side of the court. Tries to make a wraparound pass for McNeil. Kicked out of bounds by Centerville with 18.4 to go in the third. Sydney down 9.
Boy, George got hammered on her shot down there by McNeil. No call.
Baseline right of the rim. Playmaker Vortimark for Sydney. She peers in. Goes to Scully on the arc for three. Shot it heavy. Weak side rebound Centerville. A little too much oomph on it. Here come the Elks. 11 to play in the third. Chiarello down the floor. Streaks in the lane. Good bounce pass on the play to Emily Grimm, who powers to the basket. She is hit hard by a Sydney player. Two free throws awarded with 5.8 to go here in the third.
That was a good foul by Clark. I mean, they beat him down the floor. It was either a layup, as I always said, make him shoot two. Don't give him the free one.
If Clark made sure it was not a field goal and an add one. In fact, the first of two free throws by Grimm is off the back iron. 5.8 to go in the third. Sydney within 9. It's been as much as 14. Second shot on the way. That's off the heel. Rebound popped out to the right of the circle. Gotten to Sydney. Picked up by George. George at the buzzer. In and out on a three. It was dead center. Lipped the rim. Melee for the rebound after two free throws were both blown by Centerville. Kendall George almost sank a triple just before the buzzer. Sydney still within striking range, down 9 to Centerville at the end of the third quarter. Elks 31, Yellow Jackets 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Yep, here we go. Fourth quarter coming up. Sydney down by 9 to Centerville, 31-22. As we welcome new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Realty 2000 Group on South Main in Sydney. And thanks to Mutual Federal locations in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. Sydney possession starting the fourth. Yellow Jackets an opportunity to trim the deficit down to maybe as few as 6. It is Brewer, McNeil, Johnson, Vortimark, Stockton for Sydney. We'll catch the 5 for Centerville in a moment. Here's a bounce pass threaded through the lane by Brewer, intended for McNeil. She got a fingertip on it, couldn't control it. Out of bounds to Centerville.
Yeah, the thought was good. The pass was off the mark.
Turnover starts the fourth quarter for the Yellow Jackets. Here in backcourt on the bounce for Centerville is Bella Keaton. Bella Keaton rifles a pass down the floor for a teammate. It is busted up, but Stockton goes out of bounds. Centerville ball. On the floor for Centerville, new player, Avery Sarver, 5'8 sophomores in. Bella Keaton at guard. Front line, Anna Grimm. Also on the floor, Leona Chiarello at the moment. You can expect head coach Prefer to put starters back in a moment. Oh, there's a splendid drive. Well done by Leona Chiarello as she ripped her way through Sydney players angling in from the left side of the floor. She was darned and determined to get to the basket. She did. And so was Stockton for Sydney going the other way. She barreled right down the paint and was plowed into from the side while shooting. She's awarded 2. Centerville up 11, 33-22. 7:20 left in the game. Couple of free throws, Allie Stockton. The first is right on the mark.
That's Brewer.
I'm sorry, it's Brewer who was driving to the rim. Lexi Brewer drains the first free throw. Second shot to Lexi on the way. Got them both. Back down to 9, 33-24. Good assertiveness. Last trip down the floor by Brewer. as she made a formidable drive, attracted the two-shot foul, did Lexi. She knocked down both foul shots. 9-point game. Sydney with a knock away in backcourt, out of bounds. Now George has it for the Elks. Up the near side to Chiarello. Chiarello streaking top of the circle into the lane, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Keaton. Keaton steps inside it, long two, no good. Oh, look at the offensive putback. Well done. Amaya Gillum, 5'10", sophomore, in off the bench. Big board, big shot. Quick miss by Sydney. Centerville's got the ball back again. Elks up 11. 6:45 to go in the fourth. Dribbling 25 feet away. It's Chiarello outside the arc of the left to Keaton. Keaton sprints through the paint. Feeds a three-point shooter the right flank. It is off the iron. No good by Anna Grimm. And the rebound is flagged out of bounds on the play by Centerville, which could not quite save it. 11-point game. Yellow Jackets need a couple, three quick buckets to make this interesting, entering the final 4 minutes of the frame. Centerville ahead by 11. Centerville showing its depth here in the second half.
Yeah, I tell you what, Gillum comes off the bench, has a put back, has a defensive rebound at the other end.
Here's Larkin Vortemark for Sydney, catching a ball with her back to the basket at the foul line. She spun around and knocked down. Team foul six on Centerville, one more, and Sydney will shoot. 6:17 to go in the fourth. Here is Sydney inbounding. Ball loose in the right corner, picked up on the play by Hudgens. Hudgens tracked it down. Loose ball momentarily. Back to Stockton. Sydney needs to get Alley going. In the top of the circle, 17-footer. Swish! Right on cue. Right on cue. Stockton to the rescue. Sydney down 9 again. 35-26. Vortemark nearly steals in backcourt. Centerville breaks pressure. Here's Chiarello into the lane. Threw it to Gillum. Into the post to Anna Grimm. Now straight away to Emily, back to Anna. Bad pass into the post, kicked on the play by Sydney. Yellow Jackets fans wanted a clean steal, not called as such. Centerville possession, ball out of bounds to the right of the rim. 5:40 to go in the fourth. Centerville 35, Sydney 26. Reagan Clark back in for Kimora Johnson for Sydney. So it's Vortemark, Hudgens, Stockton, Clark, and Scully. Centerville without its regulars on the floor. Here is Keaton at guard. She did not start. Gives it up outside the lane on the left to George, leading scorer on the year. She's back in for Centerville. Flips it near side to Chiarello. Chiarello, a 5'6 junior. Centerville working clock now. Deep right corner is Keaton. Goes baseline, doesn't shoot. Stop momentarily. Good defense by Sydney. Now Keaton gets it back, retreat. She's 35, 40 feet away. Guarded by Hudgens. Here comes the double team. Down the left side to George. 5 minutes to go in the game. Sydney down 9. Baseline right, open. Getting to the rim is Grimm. Short, but a foul. Sydney clipped her on the wrist. Yellow Jacket saved a deuce. Overplay by Sydney, far side of the floor, then good ball rotation by Centerville to the near side, resulted in the layup attempt. Foul Sydney. Free throw by Anna Grimm. Front rim. It crawls over and in. And the lead expands back to 10 for the Elks. 36-26. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. That one's hard. Good rebound by Vortemark. Vortemark on the go. Here's Larkin motoring down the floor into the lane. Around two players. Around another. To the basket for two. What a play by Vortemark of Sydney, which is down 8. Larkin Vortemark got that long rebound and scooted about 65 feet down the court. She could not be stopped. 4:35 to go in the game. Centerville far right wing. It is Anna Grimm straight away to Keaton. Back to Kendall George. 4:28 to go. Into the post to Emily Grimm. Now George on top, picked up by Vortemark. 4:18 to go. Near steal by Scully. Overplay, reach in, and a foul.
She was with an inch of a steal and a layup at the other end.
4:19 left in the fourth. Sydney behind by 8, 36-28 to Centerville. Elks have had a 14-point lead in this game. Yellow Jackets won't go away. Will Sydney have enough comeback in them? Here's Palomino back on the floor now for Centerville. Harassed by two players, far left side of the floor. Gave it up, got it back. Dribbling is 22. Chiarello pinched by a couple of Sydney players, and it's a pivot foot move. Walk.
Vordemark created that turnover on that time also.
Way to go, Larkin. Turnover Centerville. 8-point game. 4:07 to go here in the fourth. Centerville leads it. Scully walks it up over the timeline. Centerville forces the offense to get started way out high. Now Reagan Clark for a three. Long high archer from 23 feet. Clangs off the iron. And racing to track down the rebound is McNeil. Now to Scully. Scully loses it at midcourt. And it's tipped away by Centerville. Lost by Sydney. Over the timeline, over and back is ruled. Tough break for the Yellow Jackets, who had an offensive possession on a three by Clark to cut it to five. Couldn't do it. Centerville's got it back. 3:41 to go in the game, up eight. Outside the arc on the left, here is Centerville stepping inside the arc. A long two ball, bingo, by Chiarello, known as Lou, off the bench, 5'6 junior. Sydney counters quickly in the lane. It's Vordemark up once, twice. No good, but a foul on the Elks. 38-28 Centerville, 3:24 to go in the fourth. I tell you what, the substitutes, the bench players for Centerville, have made a big difference down the stretch.
She's got 4 points in the fourth corner. I think I'd give her that shot all night long, but she made it with a nice jumper.
Here is Larkin Vordemark shooting two for Sydney. Up and in. 38-29, Centerville by nine. Under 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls on Sydney, seven on Centerville. Second shot by Larkin. Perfect. Timeout, Yellow Jackets. They trail by eight. 38-30. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Spherion, are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. Spherion's got offices throughout Ohio, including Ohio Avenue in Sydney, plus Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. It can work for you. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank, locally owned and operated. Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We support our customers near and far with up-to-date technology. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com, providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Here is Sydney pressuring all over the floor. Dribble drive of Palomino into the lane and reaching around from behind is Stockton to flick it away and steal. Sydney down eight with the ball. Deep left corner, Scully wants a drive on George. Back to Stockton, tipped out of bounds by Centerville. Good play by the Elks, Chiarello. 3:01 left in the fourth. 38-30, Centerville over Sydney by eight. No give up on these Yellow Jackets. Big E for effort tonight. They are trying to claw and scrap their way right back into this game and make it a one-possession contest in the final minute. Here's Brewer, top of the circle, outside the arc on the left to Scully. Scully picked up by Palomino. Now to Stockton. Stockton has two players shading her. Spin move outside the lane of the left. Short, but she's tagged on the wrist. The official detected it. Thought it might go overlooked. Stockton's got two coming.
Well, I mean, that's what they need. And then Vordemark going to check back in. That young lady's playing lights out defensively.
Yep, she is everywhere, is Larkin Vordemark for Sydney. Free throws by Stockton. the first of a pair. Fouled on the arm in the act of shooting. Front rim, backboard, and in. 38-31. Centerville's lead trimmed down to 7. Boy, 6-point game here would be the closest Sydney has been in nearly two quarters. Second shot by Stockton is perfect. And it's 38-32, Centerville by 6, 2:33 to go in the fourth. Elks spread the floor a little bit. Here's George out high. It's busted up on the play by McNeil. Down the floor against Kendall George, who fouls over the shoulder. George gets two, or I should say McNeil gets two shots. She might have bumped George here in the half court. She got away with some contact. It wasn't whistled. She made a good heads-up play to overguard and get the swipe. She was nailed, taking it to the rim at the other end. And the free throw by McNeil hangs on the front rim forever and ever. And kerplunk, it goes in.
That was short. She had to have some kind of overspin on that thing.
Sydney's within 5, 38-33. 2:26 to go in the fourth quarter. McNeil again. No good. It's long. Rebound pinballed around. McNeil's on the back of a Centerville player.
I was begging for the whole elbow.
It's common. Number 6 on the Yellow Jackets. Ball out of bounds to the Elks, who've seen their 14-point game go all the way down to 5. Centerville had a 14-point cushion in this contest. Midway through the third, 2:23 to go in the fourth. It's now 5, 38-33. Here is McNeil in backcourt, putting a charge into the hip of George, who received the pass, and it's going to be a 1-and-1 for Kendall George of Centerville.
I'm not sure George is the one you want to foul.
Nope, she's an outstanding free throw shooter on the year for the Elks. She toes the line right here in a pressure cooker situation. 1-and-1 for Kendall George. 74% of the season. Missed it. Long rebound corralled by Vordemark of Sydney, which is down by only 5. 2:16 to go. Up the floor to Brewer. Brewer on the arc to Scully. Scully through the top of the circle. Tries to pitch it toward the basket on the dead run through the lane. And a Centerville defender gets a mitt on top of the ball. It's ruled a held ball. Ball out of bounds to the Elks. Jackets wanted a foul, didn't get it, and Centerville regains possession.
I think it was an outstanding defensive play.
It was. Superb defensive play by the Elks. There was no foul there whatsoever. It's a 5-point game. Centerville in backcourt, stymied momentarily, 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Up the left side to George, being hampered on the play by Brewer. George has got to get rid of it. Nearly over and back by Centerville. It is caught at the timeline by Palomino. She stayed in her half court, but dragged the pivot foot.
Yep, she didn't go over and back, but she did travel.
Centerville not responding well to Sydney's up-tempo pressure. Yellow Jackets a second possession here to cut it under 5, down to 2 or 3. Minute 46 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Stockton. A weave to Scully. Screened by Stockton. Scully's got it. Jordan on the arc, down the lane. A lot of tall players around her. Shot a 7-footer, no good. Rebound, Clark, up, in, and a foul. Reagan Clark, chance for an add-on. She was smacked on the backside, took a hit of the shoulder. And she got the loose ball below the rim. It bounced on the hardwood. She laid it up and scored it. Was fouled to make it 38-35. A minute 32 to go here in the fourth. When we return, Reagan Clark, a chance to convert a 3-point play and make this a 2-point game with 92 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. We are heading for a photo finish. Photo finish is what I meant to say.
Well, we're going to have both.
Turned into a heck of a game here at the Vandalia Butler Division I sectional championship between Sydney and Centerville. 38-35 Elks, as we highlight Burke Petroleum in Minster. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum now serves your propane needs. Burke Petroleum. Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Propane, the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Reagan Clark, a three-point play opportunity the old-fashioned way. She's at the stripe, 38-35. Centerville, a minute 32 to go, fourth quarter. Good comeback by the Yellow Jackets. Foul shot, strong. It hit the back frame, way up in the air. Loose ball, right corner, picked up by Centerville. But Palomino tried to scurry out of trouble and stepped on the stripe. Sydney down three with possession, a minute 27 to go in the fourth. Here's Brewer near the timeline for Sydney. Gets instructions from head coach Jamal Foster. Adam Prefer, head man for Centerville, right in front of us. Dribble drive, Stockton is open. 8-footer outside the lane in the right. Shot might have been tipped. It's short. Oh, we got a real big-time tug-of-war for a loose ball below the basket.
Wow.
Stockton got an arm back in there. Fought for it aggressively. Earned the tie-up. Arrow, Sydney. 1:11 to go in the fourth. Centerville 38, Sydney 35. Ball will be inbounded, baseline right, by the Yellow Jackets. Ball is batted in the air by George. Good play by her. Loose ball picked up by the Elks. Turnover, Sydney on the throw-in. Ball thrown to midcourt to a Centerville player, and turning to go off the court quickly without dribbling is Anna Grimm, and she took steps. Centerville coming unglued. Sydney trying to take advantage. It's still a three-point game.
That's 20 turnovers for the Elks now in the game.
58 seconds to go. Here's Brewer, midcourt for Sydney. Spin move, foul line. Left corner, Clark. Reagan Clark flips it. Skip pass, cross court to Scully. Into the paint, into the post to Clark. Turnaround bank shot. Got it! Got it! Reagan Clark scores. She's hit two big buckets in a row. Timeout, Centerville. 41.8 to go. Centerville 38, Sydney 37. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcast recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Mutual Federal in Sydney, Pickwin, Troy, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. As we return to Vandalia Butler, Sydney is within one. An amazing comeback. Incredible response for the Yellow Jackets.
Defense has just been turning them over, and now they're starting to have more confidence at the offensive end.
Sydney playing its collective hearts out here in the second half, turning Centerville over left and right. 41.8 to go in the fourth. Centerville ball far into the floor, up one, 38-37.
She can't sub.
Why don't you open an account today or apply for a loan at Mutual Federal to get started? Visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Pickwin, Troy since 1922. Here's Centerville beating the five-second count at the end of the floor, getting the ball inbounds on the plate. Emily Grimm, hand off to Kendall George. George dribbles up the floor. It's popped in the air by Brewer on a steal. Outlet to Vordemark. Layup is good! Layup is good! Sydney takes the lead. Sydney takes the lead. 39-38. And on the fly, down the floor, trying to beat Sydney to the basket is Grimm. She's tripped up on the play by Stockton. 1-1 for the Centerville Efts with 23.1 to go.
Boy, they might have wanted to get out of that press once they got the lead. They didn't want to give up any scatter court like they just did.
Emily Grimm, 1-1 for the Elks. 1-point lead, Sydney. First lead of the game for the Yellow Jackets. Free throw, good. She pushed it right on the money. We're tied up at 39. She earns the bonus, a chance to give Centerville the lead. 23.1 to go. Left-handed free throw, rattles, and it's in. Here comes Sydney in backcourt, down one. 18 seconds to go. Brewer down the floor to Vordemark. Vordemark in the lane. Tried to lay it up. It was partially blocked. Scrum. Loose ball. Rebound. Foul or a jump? What is it? It's not going to go.
They called a foul. There should have been a foul on Vordemark's shot. Terrible job of swallowing their whistles.
It doesn't go Sydney's way. And eventually a foul is called against Sydney, and Centerville with 13.4 to go has another 1-1, a chance to push the lead to 2 or 3. Sydney, even with 2 makes here, would be within a triple of tying the game back up. At the line, Palomino for Centerville. 1-1, Centerville up 1, 13.4 to go. She swishes the free throw. 41-39, Centerville by 2. Clutch foul shooting here by the Elks late in this game. 3 free throws in a row by Centerville. Palomino tries to make it 4 straight. She pushes it up and in! Dead center both. 3-point game, 12 ticks to go. Sydney needs a 3. Scully, 30-footer straight away. Got it! Got it! Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Jordan Scully fired in a 30-footer. Timeout called by Centerville. 2.8 to go. Elks ball into the floor. They got to push it up the court and get a quick shot in 2.8 seconds. Jordan Scully just tossed in a rainbow. It was a skyscraper. It was majestic. It was beautiful. Right down through the cylinder. Centerville gets a timeout. We're even up at 42-42. As I mentioned on the free throws, but yeah. Centerville, even should they make 2, Sydney can tie it with a 3, and that is what happened.
What an outstanding job of these young ladies of keeping their composure.
Yep.
Down 14 points. They didn't think they were out of the game.
Nope.
And now they got a chance to take this thing into overtime.
Yeah, the
Why is there 6 seconds on the clock?
Don't know. Scoreboard clock did say 2.8. Now it says 6. Boy, the poise displayed by head coach Jamal Foster, his staff, and players. Unbelievable. Now Centerville gets a little bit of help. Scoreboard clock is turned back up to 6.0 to go. They've got to take it 94 feet. Here comes Palomino down the floor. She walked it center circle. Goes into the lane, puts up a runner with 2 seconds to go, missed it off the back rim, tie up on the rebound, that ends it. Centerville clearly got away with a travel, 45 feet from the basket. Palomino wanted a foul as she drove into the lane, threw up a line driver, didn't have much of a chance to go in, and we go to OT. Centerville 42, Sydney 42. It's turned into a thriller here at Vandalia Butler tonight. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best do. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. What a miracle rally by the Sydney Yellow Jackets, who trailed by 14 midway third quarter, 42-42 tie. What is Sydney from behind the arc, Chuck, that make by Scully seems like one of just a few.
She's got both of them. They made 2. She made them both.
Jordan Scully, ice water in her veins. calmly dropped in a long 30-footer.
Well, they were 5 of 12 going into that quarter from the free throw line. They were 7 of 9 in the fourth quarter.
Here's the jump ball to start the 4-minute OT session, and it's batted to Brewer. Sydney's got the ball, game tied at 42. 4-minute overtime period. Team foul situation, double bonus each way. 10 and 9 on the two teams respectively. Brewer 35 feet out. Dribble drive into the lane. Bounce pass to Scully, left corner. Weaves to the rim. Lays it up, no good. She was cut off and blocked. Foul, Centerville. Scully, who's been sharp at the stripe, is at the line here. 42-42 deadlock. First 25 seconds of the overtime session. Free throws will be critical. You can betcha. Scully fires, swishes. Sydney up one, 43-42.
There's quite a look of disbelief when you look down. We're sitting right next to the Centerville bench. They look stunned.
Second shot by Scully on the way. Calmly shoots it up and in. Jordan Scully showing the poise she displayed when she drained the three to tie it up. She just sank two foul shots. Sydney's got a two-point edge, 44-42. Biggest lead of the night for Sydney, 2 points. How about that? 3:17 to go in the OT. Here's Palomino, top of the circle for Sydney. Bouncing. Throws it down the left side to Grimm. It's Emily Grimm with the ball for the Elks. Now to Palomino. Center of a working clock, having difficulty penetrating below the foul line. Here's Palomino on the loose. She breaks free. A player for Sydney fell down. Brewer dropped to the floor. Palomino was freed up. She drove to the basket and laid it in.
It was an outstanding screen. I mean, it was legal. She just stood there and Brewer ran into her. She got loose.
Well done by the Elks to tie it up at 44 with 2:42 to go in the overtime. Here's Stockton into the lane area. Feeds to Scully, right corner for a triple. It is off the back iron. Great offensive rebound by Khalees McNeil. Back to Scully. Shaking, baking the lane to the rim. Up and good! What a play! Jordan Scully to the rescue for the Sydney Yellow Jacket to lead by two. 46-44. Boy, that was a dazzling drive. Here's Palomino. She's being hurried up by Sydney, and she throws it out of bounds.
It was tipped, and the referee didn't see it.
Sydney will take it.
Well, they had an over and back, and the official didn't see that. So,
don't believe the Elks saw the deflection. They're not complaining.
Oh, he's talking to him. He did see the deflection.
Who knows what he's talking to him about?
Well, I see he's on Rini's lips.
2:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. If that was deflected, I'd be up in arms. 46-44, Sydney. Here's Scully, loops it back to Clark at the foul line. She barges into the lane. Turnaround 10-footer off to the right. Rebound, Centerville over the back on Clark. Will walk to the other end and shoot a double bonus for Centerville. Sydney leads by two, 46-44, a minute 55 to go.
You miss a shot. You don't want to compound it by going and fouling 90 feet away from the basket.
Nope. For the team that gets a two-possession, four-point lead in this overtime will be sitting pretty temporarily at any rate. Two-shot free-throw situation for Centerville. It is Emily Grimm, the 5'9.5 left-hander, and she sinks it to make it 46-45. Sydney up one. Grimm again. Got a pair. It was pure. Minute 55 to go in the first overtime period. We're tied up at 46. Stockton in backcourt for Sydney. Hands off to Scully. Each team over the limit. Double bonus in play the rest of the way. Scully down the right side to Brewer. Brewer 30 feet out, picked up by George. Near side of the floor. Anna Grimm is on Vordemark. Here's Scully. Scully dribble drive into the lane. Errant bounce pass for Clark. Stepping in front is George to intercept. 90 seconds to go. George to midcourt. Hand off to Palomino for Centerville. Palomino checked by Brewer. Palomino down the right side, still behind the arc, is Chiarello. Now between the rings, it's George. Feeds it off on the play to Chiarello. Here's a left wing jump shot inside the arc. Good! Nice shot by Palomino. Wow. big bucket for Centerville. Didn't think the guard in off the bench would shoot it. She did, and it was perfect. 48-46, Centerville back up at two. 55 seconds to go in the overtime. Here's Scully. Deep left corner with the ball. Hand off to Stockton. Allie goes to work into the lane. Spins, pivots, doesn't shoot. Gave it up, got it back. Here's a cross-court skip pass to Clark. Wide open in the lane. Seven-footer. Bounced around. Came off. No good. Clark. Clark over the shoulder on the rebound. Real tough break. Clark had a close-in shot. It did everything but go in. Hit the heel, the front of the rim, side of the rim, came off. And in her anxiousness to get the rebound, Clark fouled out for Sydney. 37.9 to go. Centerville will shoot the double bonus. It's Emily Grimm again. The left-hander drills it. Centerville up three, 49-46. And we've got a timeout called. We'll keep it right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Centerville is inched ahead from the free throw stripe, 49-46. That was a big two-point basket a moment ago by Palomino of Centerville. Under a minute left in this game, and it's a three-point contest. The Elks are in the lead.
Palomino's at 10 now. She's had a nice game for the Elks.
Yep, a substitute coming in off the bench. She has excelled. Whether buying or selling a home, you need to rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group, 101 South Main in Sydney. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition as smooth as possible for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling a home in or outside the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000 in Sydney. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com. Phone 937-492-8055. Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. This is a big free throw. Centerville a chance to convert and go up four. And it is rattling around, and it stays in. Centerville leads it by four over Sydney with 33 seconds to go in the game. Here's a drive down the lane of Stockton. Stockton thought she was fouled. McNeil got the rebound. She is fouled. Excuse me. And she's at the line, I think, with a one and one. No, ruled in the act of shooting. It's a double bonus.
Anyway, yeah.
Double bonus anyway. So McNeil gets a pair, and these are critical. 29.6 to go. Centerville is edged in front before 50-46. The free throw by McNeil is way short. Yep, you need this one to make it a one-possession game. Then you've got to get a turnover, a takeaway, or a missed free throw at the other end of Centerville. 50-46, Centerville by four. Galise McNeil with the second of two shots at the stripe. She eyes the bucket. Swish! 50-47, Centerville by three. Centerville in backcourt, it's Palomino. 25-24, here's George. Up the near side to Chiarello. She sprints into the half court, out of trouble. Handoff on the play to Emily Grimm. Now to George, 30 feet out. 15-14, over guarding on Vordemark. George at the stripe. Two free throws for the Elks. A chance here to push it to five and make it real tough on Sydney.
Yeah, she really just kind of needs one of these.
Kendall George, free throw line for the Elks. What's she for the game
with
the stripe, Chuck?
She missed her only front end of the one and one in the fourth quarter.
Free throw by George is in and out. No good. Well, one of two would stretch it to four, make it a two-possession game. 14.1 to go. Here's the big shot. George fires. It is good. And it's 51-47, Centerville. Sydney's got to go. 10, 9, 8. Here's Brewer to Johnson. Johnson bounce pass for McNeil. Kicked out of bounds by Centerville with 6.1 to go. Sydney behind by four. Centerville's coaching staff and players yelling out, don't foul, don't foul, don't foul. Scully to inbounds, left of the rim. Centerville gets a timeout. 6.1 to go. Centerville 51, Sydney 47. It was a miracle comeback by Sydney, once down 14, midway through the third, and it's going to take a bigger miracle now in the final several seconds of this game. Don't forget the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle happens during Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. 2,000 tickets being sold, 80 prizes. The top one, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. You've got a 4% chance to win $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Gaffney family owned and operated. Four generations of Gaffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GaffneyFurniture.com, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. 6.1 to go. Centerville inbounds at the end of the floor. Or I should say Sydney inbounds. Here's a long shot by Stockton. Missed, in and out, no good. Rebound right of the rim is laid in just before the buzzer by Sydney. It counts. And the final difference is 51-49. Heartbreaking loss suffered by Sydney here in overtime to Centerville.
Yeah, that was a tough loss. They did a great job of coming back. They just kind of ran out of steam.
Yep, Jackins had a couple of two-point leads in the OT session. In fact, had a couple shots to push it to a four-point game. Couldn't score in those situations. Had opportunities. Inched ahead by two in the overtime. Once trailed by 14 in the third quarter. Got it tied on a very late long three by Jordan Scully. But the Centerville's free throw shooting was pretty good down the stretch, except for a couple of very late misses by Kendall George, which breathed some life into Sydney. But Centerville hangs on to knock Sydney out of the tournament here in the sectional championship by a final score of 51-49.
Well, Sydney had 22 at the end of three. They scored 20 points in the fourth quarter.
It was an awesome fourth period of play for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. A big capital E for effort. And Sydney almost pulled this thing out of the fire. Yellow Jackets with seniors in Lexi Brewer and Reagan Clark. Of course, Allie Stockton, a 12th grader, Alexis Wilson, and Kendall Dickman. My mistake, Kendall's a sophomore, as I incorrectly read the roster. Four seniors, Lexi Brewer, Reagan Clark, Allie Stockton, and Alexis Wilson. A core of fine players return next year for the Yellow Jackets. They'll miss the size on the inside of Reagan Clark, that is for sure. But it is a nice core of players coming back for Sydney next season. Yellow Jackets fall short tonight. Head coach Jamal Foster and his club have a lot to be proud of. Outstanding year, 19-5. Lost to two very good Division IV clubs in Rushi and Tri-Village. They dropped a game to high-powered Division II Purcell Marion down at Cincinnati Sycamore. Lost to an out-of-state team over at Pickerington. And the fifth loss here tonight, 51-49 to the Centerville Elks in overtime. Yellow Jackets gave it all they had, almost pulled it out of the fire. A Jordan Scully three ball, big bucket near the end of the fourth quarter, tied things up. And I think it was Reagan Clark, Chuck, that made the field goal, or at least made one of a couple buckets early in OT to give Sydney a short-lived lead.
Well, Scully had the one that gave him the lead, and then Johnson had the one there at the buzzer.
Reagan Clark, I know, had a couple of big buckets.
In the fourth quarter, she didn't score in the overtime.
Had a big bucket in the fourth quarter late in the fourth to get Sydney within striking distance. A fine turnaround shot in the paint by Reagan set the stage for the Scully three. Centerville wins it. Sydney had to foul. No choice but to foul late in this fourth period. And Centerville made the majority of its free throws. Centerville's defense set the tone early on. Sidney cracked it for a big fourth quarter, as Chuck noted. A heck of a game. Loved it. But it's Centerville that moves on to a district final 1 week from Saturday down at Cincinnati-Princeton. Chuck, your thoughts about the game? Incredible comeback with Sidney here tonight.
Well, like I said, 20 points. Their defense was good all night. 20 points in the fourth quarter. They just really ratcheted up the full court pressure. They turned Centerville over 23 times in the game. I predicted they would. They only got out rebounded 30-26. They had a 14-8 rebounding advantage offensively. 15-25 shooting free throws. Centerville 15-21. There wasn't a whole lot to choose from. Individual scoring for Centerville. They were led by Anna Grimm with 13. They got 10 out of George. They got 10 out of Palomino. Mike Clancy's players of the game are going to be the Grimm sisters. 13 for Anna and 8 for Emily, but 2, 4, 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter and overtime shooting free throws. That was impressive.
They were all dead center, pure.
Yeah, they weren't even close.
Nope, right down the middle.
And then Jordan Scully scored 13. She had the big three, and she got on the lead in overtime. She was terrific. They got 11 out of Stockton in her last game for the Yellow Jackets. And Vordemark had 10. We'll go with Jordan Scully as my player of the game for Sydney.
Again, Sydney seniors, Lexi Brewer, Reagan Clark, Allie Stockton, Lexis Wilson. A core of fine performers do return next year for head coach Jamal Foster, coaching staff and club. We'll return in just a moment, highlighting our Clancy stars of the game. Chuck McBee, thanks so much. Clancy's on Vandemark in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A real tough luck, heartbreaking setback suffered tonight by Sydney, 51-49 in overtime to the Centerville girls. Sydney fought hard, rallied, got big buckets down the stretch from Reagan Clark, Jordan Scully, Khalees McNeil, Kamora Johnson, big field goals.
Yeah, Stockton.
Stockton at one.
She only had two baskets for the game.
There you go. That sums it up.
No,
job.
She only had one basket for the game.
Is that right? Allie Stockton, one field goal for the entire night?
Well, no, I'm looking at the wrong spot.
Okay.
She had four.
Okay.
She had four. She ended up with 11. I was looking at McNeil's line.
Still about 5 points below Allie's average, and that was the difference in the game in the end. The defensive job done by Centerville for at least 75-80% of this contest here tonight, that in the end it was the difference.
Yeah, tough loss. They played hard.
Yep.
They can keep their heads up. Yeah, for the seniors, you feel bad. That was their last game, but my goodness, did they give them an effort tonight.
Yeah,
20 points in the fourth quarter after you only got 22 for the first three.
Yeah, the poise, the composure demonstrated by the Sydney girls, marvelous here tonight against Centerville for sure. You know, for a brand or a store to stand out, it's got to be trusted by its customers forever. And that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and agents Greg and Ryan Woolley. For 55 years, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business, and in Shelby, Auglaize, or Logan County, or anywhere in Ohio, Allen Ball is an independent insurance firm offering coverage through numerous companies like Ohio Mutual, for example. You might say that the Ohio Mutual Insurance Group retains the small town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance a call. Talk to Greg or Ryan Woolley, 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and understand your insurance needs. It's a three-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. AllenBallInsurance.com. AllenBaugh, 101 East Pike, or I should say 105 East Pike Street in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person with a handshake. Next broadcast tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Doubleheader starting at about 5 from Pickwa High School's Garber Gym. Two Division IV Pickwa sectional games for you tomorrow evening. Join us then. Thanks to all of our online listeners here tonight on Scores Broadcast. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. A lot of Centerville fans tuned in, Sydney fans as well. I think we got that little buzz solved. It was in the electronics.
Yep.
The power outlets here in the scores table just overloaded.
Yep, it just caused a buzz. Last night the buzz was worse, and we pulled it out before we even started the game.
Again, Sydney seniors, we congratulate them. Marvelous careers, Lexi Brewer, Reagan Clark, Allie Stockton, and Alexis Wilson graduating for Sydney. Fine season, 19-5 overall, and a Miami Valley League championship. Centerville victorious by 2-0 T. For our online listeners, for our great Sydney audience, and those folks from Centerville who tuned in as well, for Chuck alongside Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Vandalia Butler. Final tally, Centerville 51, Sydney 49 in overtime.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson City. Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.